Now, obviously focusing also on Eswatini and what's going on there, as special envoys are now being sent by SADC. Samu is on the line. Samu is a journalism student in Eswatini. Samu, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. How bad are things at the moment?
Things are really, really bad. If social media, all the pictures that are circulating, are anything to go by, because just yesterday, there was a march that was organized by the PSA, that is the Public Service Union Association. They wanted to go and deliver a petition regarding salary review in the country. And you know, since last week, there have been numerous marches whereby even the public transport operators have been involved, where they are protesting and demanding a democracy and the release of two MPs that were arrested in June regarding the unrest in the country. But currently, we have seen videos of police shooting tear gas inside buses. And, you know, as soon as the protesters come out, they are being shot at using live rounds of ammunition. Yesterday in Mbabane, the reports were that there was like some serious blood, and we're seeing a lot of graphic pictures on social media circulating. We are seeing people also giving an account of what they experienced. In fact, we have a couple of nurses and teachers saying they had actually had to run into the Mbabane government hospital to try and take cover yesterday, because it really, really was bad. The police and the soldiers are really shooting at people.
Gosh, what's it like to live under the iron fist of Mswat?
I don't want to lie. These past couple of months have been hectic, especially for us students. You know, just last week was supposed to be the last week of lessons, and then this week is supposed to be study break before the exam next week. We don't know what's going to happen with that. And then also, as a student journalist, because we also are in the media space, we are unable to, unfortunately, cover this, which can be a little bit frustrating, because not only does this contribute towards your final mark, but also just, you know, being able to sort of position yourself in a space where such a big story is breaking and you're not able to properly cover it. Because we really are afraid that, you know, our lives could be in jeopardy. Because right now, normally the police are the people that protect the citizens. But right now we are quite unsure, because we really are seeing people being shot. So as a student, it can be really tricky, because we've been on this semester. I mean, we've been on this year since last year. So we're really tired. We want to be done with school. So it's rather tricky, because you can't go anywhere. You really can walk to the shop and not come back, because you got shot at.
Gosh.
And it's really unfortunate that this is apparently coming from the police.
Samu, SADC says help is on the way. Envoys are coming to meet with the king. Do you think any change will come out of that?
I think this will be the third time that a SADC envoy is coming into the country. The first time when they came in, they said they were monitoring the situation, and they went back to report that nothing was going on. That was during the first protest sometime in June. And then they came back again. Still, everybody just keeps saying, international bodies just keep saying that they're monitoring the situation, and nothing is really, no help is actually coming through from anybody for the citizens. So it's basically just the citizens against the police, and you don't know what's going on there.
Samu, thank you for talking to us. Samu is a journalism student in Eswatini, sharing her experiences and what she knows is unfolding in that country on the ground.